escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looks like Jimmy's playing music for Appel today.
Hey, we in studio, Jimmy. You got to see me today. You better play some rap. Appreciate you, Jimmy.
Black Eyed Peas for the rest of the show.
If he plays the damn Will I Am, I'm going crazy.
Jimmy's like, he's searching black rappers. Oh, Will I Am. Okay.
I give you T.I. Give me a little T.I., Jimmy.
Snoop Dogg. Snoop Doggy Dogg.
None of these young kids. T.I., Fat Man the Plug. Or don't do one of them young kids. I need some old rap.
We were just, right before the show started, working on how to pronounce the Miami Heat's official newest member. I guess I shouldn't say newest because the Duncan Robinson era is over. Right after our show ended, they traded for Simone Fontecchio. We'll get to it. But Kasparis Iakuchonis. So here's the deal. And by the way, Tobin, I was listening on the way in. Tobin had the Fighting Illini men's head basketball coach. Yes. Kasparis's coach on with him, and it was a phenomenal interview. So for anybody that wants to hear a little bit about Kasparis Iakuchonis, the Heat's first round draft pick from the guy who coached him for a year in Illinois, you can go ahead and go on YouTube. It's up. Go listen to the Tobin and Leroy podcast. But KJ works, what we can call him, KJ Kaz. I heard Coach Spoke call him Kaz, but Kasparis Iakuchonis.
No, I did listen to the same interview, and it was very enlightening. Him talking about him coming from overseas for 1 year, just fitting in. But he was talking about his work ethic,
yeah,
his diet. He hasn't eaten a gram of sugar since 13 years old. Like, this is a Heat. You talking about culture? When his coach was talking, listening to Tobin and Leroy, this is a Heat guy. That's why I didn't know why they were so excited in the draft room to draft him,
Spokes,
and now I see why.
Or Riley doing the finger gun.
Yeah, the old guys think that's still cool.
Yeah. Pow, 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 pow. So Josh Appel is with us today. Hawk is off. If you're just joining us, if you missed yesterday's show, Hawk is off for the rest of the week. Crowder and I are in studio today, trying to earn some brownie points with the higher ups with the suits.
Don't tell the secret, man.
Josh Appel is connected with us from his humble abode, and Appel, I see, is rocking a ton of Marlins gear, and I'm not surprised. The Miami Marlins, Josh Appel, correct me if I'm wrong, are a win away from tying the franchise's longest winning streak? Is that correct?
I don't know if he can hear you.
Can you not hear me, Josh? Can you not? I'm talking to you. Can you not hear me?
I haven't heard anything in the first 7 minutes of the show. Not a word until right this second.
There you go, Jimbo. Play some more Pastor Troy. We're ready to go.
What'd you ask me?
Why wouldn't you have signaled to me? Like,
I look at the chat. I've been doing this. I can't hear anything for 5 minutes.
That's okay, Jimmy. The All Marlins.
Right. Great work out of Appel. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 p.m. All
right, great.
No, I said that you're decked out in Marlins gear, and I'm not surprised because the Miami Marlins, correct me if I'm wrong, Appel, the Miami Marlins are a win away. They play today again tonight. They're a win away from tying the franchise's longest winning streak.
Yeah, I'm a little more curious why Crowder is in all Rays gear.
Well, I was going to get to that in a second. Crowder, you know, Appel's rocking all Marlins gear. I'm wearing a Marlins t-shirt. Yeah. I don't know what Jimmy's wearing, but you showed up in a Tampa Bay Rays t-shirt with a matching Tampa Bay Rays hat. And by
it's
the way, that's
logo.
It is. That's the new logo, though. So, like, this isn't old stuff because you lived in Tampa. You're a Tampa guy. This isn't like vintage stuff that you just happen to pick out of the closet today. Like, that's, I bet you haven't worn this combination ever.
No, I have worn this combination a number of times because I'm the guy that you have to stick with your team from when you're growing up. I'm not you news millennials that could jump around. Golden State Warriors were garbage. Then they get Steph Curry. Now everybody's a Golden State Warrior fan. Oh, yeah, no. I lived in Tampa when it was creamsicle. I was a creamsicle guy. I was a Doug Williams, Leroy Salmon guy. My dad played with him. So I'm a Tampa Bay fan. I've made it clear I'm a Buccaneer fan, and I'm a Rays fan. And that's why I do it. So
on today of all days.
I think it was the worst day. I didn't even think about it, Josh. Swear to God, I was laying in bed about 12:15 watching Yellowstone with my wife. Yeah, Yellowstone is crazy.
Is it good? I think I told you guys I was for a brief moment very obsessed with Westerns. Everything that, like, any Western I could get my hands on, I was trying to watch. And Yellowstone, I know it has like that Western vibe, but it's
not
in the
Western.
It's
a Montana mafia movie.
Nah,
but man. Kevin Costner, I didn't know he can do what he's doing in this. I just thought I'm on episode 4. This Kevin Costner's nuts.
You mean one of the best actors ever?
Man,
Kevin
this
Costner?
John Dutton. Was it John Sutton? I don't know his name. I can't even know. But I'm watching Yellowstone. I get up and I kind of panic. I'm like, damn, it might be traffic. So I just jump up and I say, oh, and I, this is a black thing. Y'all don't know. I pick my hat before my shirt because they have to match. Mm. So the first thing I see is my Rays hat. So I put it on. And I'm like, well, let me find a shirt to match my hat. Mm. And that's how I throw on my hat. So I didn't do it to disrespect the Marlins. Organizational winning streak. This was actually just a panic to leave the house and Davey to be down here because it took 48 minutes. Hmm.
I just hope Kyle Stowers isn't listening to this and hearing you bang on about why you're wearing Rays gear. I mean, Kyle Stowers, look, should be an all-star. Augustin Ramirez should be rookie of the year and is making a case to go to the all-star game. Edward Cabrera out of nowhere is like the best pitcher in baseball right now. He's always been talked about, he's got all this stuff. He's got all this stuff, great stuff, unhittable stuff. But he couldn't throw a strike to save his life. Now, all of a sudden, the last month and a half, the guy lives in the strike zone. The guy's finally controlling his stuff. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball the last month and a half.
All right, so we're going to talk about the Marlins today. Appel's with us today and tomorrow, especially if they win today.
Mm-hmm.
But
fires.
But right, Appel, no joke, just quickly, because there's a lot of stuff I want to get to on the show today. Damian Lillard, it appears like there are several suitors for him, despite the fact that he's probably not going to play for the entire year. Maybe at the end of the year, maybe if he's on a contender. Should the Heat be interested? They're not on a list of team names that I saw earlier. I'll get to that in a moment. I want to talk to Appel about Darren Waller. Obviously, Simone Fontecchio is the newest member of the Miami Heat. And I'll read you what it is. That's right, Simone Fontecchio. Yeah, straight from Italy. I'll read you about him, what you can expect from him, and whether or not he'll be here, and what it is that Heat Nation is clamoring for. Heat fans have found a tweet of mine from the day that the Heat lost Game 4 of that first round series against the Cavs. They were humiliated. Where I just quote one of Bam Adebayo's post game comments, and it was Bam quote, "There's going to be a lot of changes this summer, just from my understanding of how the guy with the silver hair works. So just be prepared for that." That was Bam Adebayo. He said that at the podium after the game. I quote tweeted it. Heat fans have now found that. It might have had 8 views the night I tweeted it because every other reporter tweeted it. Now it's up to 48,000 views. A lot of quote tweets. People are clowning. Heat fans are clowning this front office. And you had the Levitard show today. They're calling it a tipping point between the Heat and their fan base. Like, people are upset by the inaction, by the fact that the Heat have only made one move, and it's trading Duncan Robinson and getting Simone Fontecchio in return. But I put all of that on pot. You're going to do that every single time I mention
every
Simone
single time
Fontecchio.
You say his name. Yeah. The people who are listening have no idea what I'm doing. I'm doing what would you consider this?
The hand thing.
Chef,
the Italian
you know what I'm
thing.
Doing.
Like chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss emoji. Look at you.
Chef's kiss. My wife and kids are on the internet. Yeah, they do stuff. Yeah.
Just wait, because if you think Hawk was insufferable with the Aperol Spritz jokes through now, we have an Italian on the Miami Heat. Like, this guy's literally – I am dreading media day if he's still on the team, because I know my only conversations with Simone Fontecchio are going to be about Aperol and Aperol Spritzes.
Simone Vantecchio.
You got it.
See, I'll check him out.
Appel. Are the Marlins, because look, I know you're a Marlins fan, and you were the only person who was willing to get on a microphone at the beginning of the season and say, there's something about this Marlins team. Mm. You've been telling us there's something about this Marlins team. Are you willing on July 2nd, when the Marlins are still 10 games out of first place, willing to say that we could be approaching a scenario where the Miami Marlins are buyers?
No.
Okay.
I just think we should enjoy the ride. You know, they're a young, scrappy team that is playing a lot better than anybody gave them credit for, anybody thought they could. And look, last year, I mean, this is the comparison that's been going around a lot the last couple days. The Detroit Tigers last year were in a very similar spot. I struggle with the word Detroit sometimes. Mm. The Detroit Tigers. They were in a really similar spot last year. And they still traded their best starting pitcher. They were still active at the deadline. Not necessarily selling, but they weren't buying either. And then that group banded together after that and ended up making the postseason as a wild card team. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen with the Marlins, but like, they could still make a move like trading Sandy Alcantara, like had been the plan all year, or maybe trade a guy like Jesus Sanchez or get some value back for a guy like Dane Meyers at the deadline, whoever it may be, or one or two of their bullpen arms. And still remain relatively competitive, right? Like, they're not forced to sell everybody off at the deadline. I think what they'll do is about what we expected them to do coming into the season, like that Sandy move, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're punting on the rest of the year. I just want to say, if you're listening to this and you're still doubting the Marlins, just enjoy it. Like, this is a fun group to root for. A lot of good young players. Kyle Stowers out of nowhere. Augustin Ramirez, the guy they got back for Jazz Chisholm, one of the guys they got back from the Yankees for Jazz Chisholm. Just enjoy it. They're a fun little group. Fun little group, something about this team. And that certainly was not a bit at the beginning of the year when I was doing it. I was being totally serious.
But, Josh, the fun little group is that Miami sports? Because we're talking about it now. We're criticizing Pat Riley for not doing anything during the offseason. The Panthers are on top right now because they've won back-to-back championships. Like, can we cheer for a fun little group in South Florida? Because I don't think we can. I've been down here 20 years.
I get that everybody else has raised the Heat and the Panthers have raised the expectations for everybody else. But again, when this team was talked about as being one of the worst teams ever assembled in the history of the Marlins as a franchise, one of the worst teams to ever be assembled in the history of baseball, I think that being 7 games out of a wild card in the middle of an 8-game winning streak on July 2nd is a lot farther ahead of where people thought they were going to be. And so, yeah, just enjoy it. When you have no expectations for a team, or possibly low expectations for a team, you can enjoy a run like this. But if you're the Panthers and your expectations are a championship, if you're the Heat and your expectations are deep runs into the playoffs and championships, team 8 games under .500 halfway through the year is probably not the team the fun little scrappy bunch you want to root for. It's all about expectations.
Jimmy, if you don't get the drop from major leagues, you win two. Now that's called a winning streak. It has happened before.
I got you, Jimmy. I got you. You made him a little nervous.
Oh, my bad, Jimbo. That's what's going on. You know?
I'm not nervous.
We're the major league team with what Willie Mays Hayes and Roger Dorn. I was a big fan of Roger Dorn. Nobody liked Roger Dorn. I like Roger Dorn.
Appel, I'll ride with you.
Yeah,
I'll root on a team with no expectations, going on a little run in July, June, July. I'll ride with you. Now, I don't think the Marlins are going to end up making the playoffs. I don't think this is sustainable, but I'll ride with them. Crowder, I'm not going to show up to work when the Marlins are on an 8-game win streak wearing Tampa Bay Rays gear. You know what I mean?
That's wild.
Hey, man, I just put together an outfit. Do I look good, though?
No.
Yeah. Matching shirt. Look, with the yellow. Solana, my outfit matches.
My outfit matches much better.
Your outfit is too tight.
I've got too tight. What are you talking
about?
Too tight.
Look at your pants. I'm looking at your little man. I'm looking at your goodies.
Why does it got to be little?
Because your crotch is too tight, and it's little. I'm watching it.
Does Mike Brown, as a head coach, do anything for anybody?
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What are we doing there?
Does that do anything for anybody?
It's what we talk about when you get mad at people and say, fire him, cut him. So who's going to be in his position if you do fire or cut him? That's what the Knicks did. They're mad. They got mad at Thibodeau, and they fired him. Okay, so what's the plan? Yeah, that's a good point. I do not think a billion-dollar organization should work in that way, and it's obvious they worked in that way. Get rid of him. So who's going to replace him? We don't know, but we don't want him. It's not a very good way to work.
No, it's hilarious if you think about it. Like, they got rid of Tom Thibodeau, who had the Knicks in the best position they've been in since 2000.
25 years.
And they lose. And by the way, I wasn't necessarily against firing Tom Thibodeau. If you're like, hey, we had a roster that should have been in the NBA Finals considering we beat Boston, and then we go up against Tyrese Halliburton and Miles Turner and Pascal Siakam, and our coach can't get us past them, I'm cool with management saying, no, bro, we traded 5 first-round picks for Mikal Bridges. You've got to maximize that. You've got to get to the NBA Finals considering the window. But then to end up with being the laughingstock of the NBA because nobody would allow you to interview their coach, and then you end up with a notorious underachiever,
yep,
as a guy on the sideline. Oh, man. I mean, you know I love this. I love this. Zach Gelba is going to join us in the next segment. He had a guest on his show yesterday who was just ripping the Heat, and I was texting him, ripping Pat Riley. Justin Termine guy? Yeah, Justin Termine.
Oh, this guy's been going after the Heat and Riley since the Big Three era.
Trust me, it's enough with this guy.
So rent-free in that guy's head.
I was texting Gallup yesterday. I'm like, what are you doing taking shots at my boy Pat Riley? Like, all the way up in New York with this Termine, really? And he's like, hey, he's not wrong. What have you guys done in the last 2 years? So it's actually huge because he's not wrong.
Well,
it's huge that we have this now to kind of deviate when Gelb comes on next segment, because we can just laugh at the New York Knicks. Just laugh at the New York Knicks for Mike Brown being the answer.
The thing, though, about this Termine point real quick, though, is that, what have you done in the last 2 years? Yeah, that's also true. But if you ask, I bet you he'd have that same take when the Heat were losing in the finals and really had no realistic shot at winning, but they were still getting there. I guarantee you his answer would have been, they got to the finals, but really, did they ever have a chance? What were they really in those years? Like, the goalposts always move. And you know what? I'm going to say it. This Termine, dishonest. How about that? Dishonest.
You got beef with Termine?
Nah, it's just ridiculous. I've seen this guy on Twitter for 15 years talking crap about the Heat. Like, I'm not saying they're immune to criticism or anything, obviously. The last couple of years, especially in the offseason, trying to retool, have not been good. I think they are at a tipping point with the fan base this offseason if they look similar to this going into the regular season. But like, what have they done in the last 2 years? Give me a break. Give me a break. You would have said the same thing if they made the finals again and got lost in 5 to Denver. Like, what are we doing? Enough.
How about a Pell sticking up for the Heat? I like it. At least I'll have one ally
just,
today.
We can fight amongst each other about them because we're family. But when it's the outsiders who come, we band together when the outsiders come along. It's enough.
I got you, a Pell. All right. Slap anybody.
Let's go, man. I'll have one ally today.
We can talk crap about them.
Yeah.
Termine. Enough. Toronto. Yeah. Please.
Solana's going to hide in the closet.
Mm. The thing is, people are going to be very upset when we get to it at whatever point. If the Heat, they've got their 15-man roster right now. Crowder, the expectation is that they're still trying to move Wiggins and they're still trying to move Terry Rozier. I'm cool with that. 100% I'm cool with that. But I'm not one of these people who's sitting here today, and that's fine. Text in that, I'm a shill for the Heat and I'm an employee and I'm just trying to earn brownie points with Riley. Like, the Heat don't care about what I say. They genuinely do not.
They should.
Well, they don't. And nobody's ever – Jason Jackson hasn't called me and said, hey, you can't – like, no, I don't think this roster is going to underperform the way it did last year. Does that mean they're going to win a title? No. This is not a great basketball team. They're not contending with their current team. But are they going to win 35, 36 games or 38 games, whatever it was, like they did last year? No. And for anybody who's going to sit here and tell me that the Miami Heat didn't go through some unusual circumstances last year with Jimmy Butler, which caused, I think, a lot of the bad play and the fact that you get Andrew Wiggins in late February and then he had to miss time because of an injury, somebody who notoriously is available and last year was just unlucky, I don't think this team is going to be a 10th seed in the East again. Again, I'm not excusing the front office for putting themselves in this position. There are a lot of things that they should have done, but I'm not going to sit here and act like the franchise needs to totally dismantle everything from top down at the, starting with Pat Riley and Mickey Harrison. It's just people are just overreacting. Solana, overreacting because of two seasons where the Miami Heat were bad.
Yes, and the thing is, you always work off equity. He'd have equity with us. I already told you, this is a 500 team next year. This is a 500 roster. If they didn't have Spo, they would be a 30-win team. I think Spo can have 11 wins. He can scheme some stuff up late. Mm. We have no offense. There's no offensive threat. Bam is a 19 guy. We see Tyler, he can't carry a team offensively. Kaleo, Appella, all the guys you want. Davion Mitchell, I love him defensively. They can't do that, Solana. But the equity, bringing in Shaq, winning the championship, the big three winning the championship, and the most impressive one was the Jimmy Butler run, because I don't think Jimmy Butler is a Hall of Fame type player. I think that they did an amazing job, bigger than the big three or the Shaq Wade time, with the Heat. So you've built up equity with me when I've been down here in South Florida for 20 years. This team is not constructed to win anything. This is a play-in team, Solana. This is where we differ. 41-41 is what? 9 seed? 8 seed, 9 seed, 10 seed, somewhere around there?
It's bottom 6 seed. Not top 6 seed.
That's what it's going to be, and that's where they're going to sit, and that's what I think fans are struggling to grasp mentally because of the fact that we've had 20 years of top-ranked, top-respected basketball in South Florida with Riley, with Andy Ellisberg, with Arian. Yeah. I don't know everybody's name.
Hopefully not Arian.
He's an Arian?
Hopefully not.
Yeah, the first-round draft pick this year.
Arian? What's his name? Arison,
Mickey
Riley.
Arison.
The big dude and Spo. We have a team of guys. I don't disrespect them. I know they're going to do a good job, but right now – we're sitting at a 500 team, and we're not used to that.
I think you both are right, though. And I think Solana's correct that just by way of not having to deal with the noise around Jimmy Butler, this team is going to be better next season. I think to Crowder's point, too, and it's what we were talking about with expectations with the Marlins, because the expectations for this franchise have been built up so much that you expect to be a contender every year, it's hard to settle for 2 years of being just a middling team. Now you're going on 3 years of that. I think this fan base could stomach one or two, like we've been going through. But I think when it starts to become a little more prolonged, I think that's when you start to lose that patience. And it's all because of those expectations. It's not like what Detroit has been over the last decade plus, where, all right, now there's some semblance of a team that's building towards something, only using them as an example because they just got Duncan. But the expectations for them are so much lower. The expectations for Orlando are so much lower. So I feel like last year, Magic fans are like, wow, time of our lives. Oh, yeah, man, this good since Dwight was here. But for the Heat, because of where the expectations have been and how many big swings they made and converted with, I think that's kind of where the disconnect happens.
Well, we'll revisit this. And, you know, the text line is already very, very upset with my optimistic take on this. We'll revisit the Lillard sweepstakes are on. I have a top five list of teams that should be interested. Zach Gelb is going to join us in the next segment. Just to kind of wrap up headlines here, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Simone Fontecchio is the 15th roster spot, $8.3 million salary this upcoming season. And Los Marlins do play tonight. They won 2-0 yesterday, as we mentioned. Your weather, it's hot, it's humid, it's South Florida, brother. Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network, he joins us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't look like a typical major leaguer, but I can throw that gas.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
New York Knicks seem to have found their new head coach, and we've got team coverage, man. We've got team coverage everywhere. But we head to New York, the future home of Mike Brown, and we'll talk with Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network. He hosts the Zach Gelb Show in the afternoons. He joins us every single Wednesday. And Crowder, I was telling you and Appel earlier that, you know, this Mike Brown news, huge, because hopefully it means more Knicks talk and less Miami Heat talk, because I know Zach Gelb wants to absolutely tear me to shreds based on our text thread. I don't know if it was last night or earlier this morning. I don't know. But
Gelb looks hot.
Yeah.
Wait. I don't want to shred Solana at all. He's the Miami Radio Personality of the Year because they gave it to Hawk too many times. Sorry.
How many times have you won it in New York, Gelb? How many times have you won the New York Times Sports Radio Host of the Year? Uh-oh. How many times have you won it?
Well, I do a national show.
Oh, okay. Zero. That's right. Zero. That's right. Okay.
But that's fine, little guy. Here's the thing, Solana and Crowder. Okay. And Crowder, you can relate with this. When someone else says something, like, for example, when you do the pivot with Ryan Clark or Fred Taylor and they say something, it's not you saying it. So yesterday I had Justin Termini on. And yes, do I think Pat Riley has done a good job as of late the last 2 years with the Heat? No, but he was shredding Pat Riley, and Solana is taking his anger out with Termini on me, and I go, stop texting me. Well, what the heck did I do?
That's how you say his name?
Yeah, we've been saying his name wrong, I guess, the entire time.
What do you guys say it?
Termine.
No, it's Termini.
You wouldn't say Termini for a termite. You'd say termite. Why is it not Termine?
Oh, you guys say Termite. Why? Does he hate the Miami Heat in your guys' view?
Seems like it.
Yeah.
You guys are very sensitive. Very sensitive.
They're not sensitive, Gil, but like, you're questioning one of the best executives in NBA history, to be honest.
No joke, Gelb, and Zach Gelb is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. No joke.
Yeah, repeat that.
You already little guide me, which actually did piss me off a little bit.
Too small. Wait, but hold on. Didn't we just you guys are probably the first people to rip Bill Belichick towards the end in New England, so why can't we rip Pat Riley here?
Oh, I'm a huge hypocrite when it comes to the Miami Heat. Don't get me wrong.
Exactly. That's how you win Miami Radio Personality of the Year. Just be a massive fraud and hypocrite.
Yep. And it's worked for me thus far.
Should name that award after Nevin Shapiro, honestly, with the standards, I think.
Most Heat fans feel the way that Termini feels, which is that the game has passed Pat Riley by, that he no longer has the ability to make, you know, the moves that made him a great president, a great general manager. Most people feel that way, but I don't know, like, what moves should he have made this offseason over the past three days? That's where I struggle with this. If you want to get upset, not you, right, the Kevin Durant deal, but is it worth giving up, you know, some of your better young players that you feel are great, whether you do or don't is a different question, but the Heat feel like they're going to be good, and multiple picks for a 36-year-old, 37-year-old, I don't fault a front office for not making that move.
So here's just my thing with Riley and the way that I look at it, and this is where I think he is going to have trouble adapting. He's one of the greatest executives ever in the NBA. Fact. He's one of the greatest coaches ever in the NBA. Fact. We saw the same thing with Belichick. When you still try to run the same playbook and try to operate the way that you did 5, 6, 7, 10 years ago, now in 2025, when it's a player empowerment league, that's where you're going to lose out. Like, I thought Jimmy Butler was a jackass, but that turned into a power play. And we knew Pat Riley wasn't going to end up winning that. And Jimmy was going to get what he wanted. And now he's in a better situation. You even look how it ended with LeBron James. All right. Didn't Dwayne Wade just retell that story about the cookies on the plane and all that stuff? You can't operate that way in the year of 2025. And the ironic part is, I hate that this is a player empowerment league now in the NBA. I don't think the players should have all this control. And I don't think it's good for the NBA. But Pat, because he has that cachet, because he has that great ability and what he's done and the resume, he's still going to operate that way. And I don't think that entices stars. And the thing that I thought that Termini said, which is right, you're in Miami. That should be the easiest place to attract stars. No state income tax, beautiful beaches, beautiful restaurants, and beautiful women. Like, what players wouldn't want to go there? But I think Pat is having a difficult time adjusting to this new era in the NBA.
And I'm with you. I'm with you 100%, Gelby. But when we see even the championship, where you have the Pacers with the Nimhards and the Neesmiths, and then you have OKC, with they were young guys, they all got brought in, young guys, developed them. So the two best teams in the league were young guys' development thing, where now you're seeing these teams like the Knicks, they get thrown together. Now you fire your coach, and now, you know, you can't beat those young teams. Is Pat trying to do that now with, I don't know if it's Nimhard and Neesmith and those guys, but is he trying to adjust with keeping these young guys?
Well, here's the thing. Is this core good enough to do what the Pacers just did? Is this core, like, this core doesn't have a Shea Gilgeous. I'm not even going to compare him to the Thunder, but let's just look at the Pacers, who everyone loves to crap on, and their dynamic duo was Halliburton and Pascal Siakam. Do they have a Halliburton on this team, and do they have a Siakam on this team?
I think Bam can play with Siakam, but I don't know if Tyler is Halliburton.
So Bam is fine, and I would agree with you, but you don't have that main piece, and Bam is the main piece here, and Bam isn't a main piece. If Bam was a number two, like what he was with Jimmy Butler, look, they could go to an NBA Finals. They could go to multiple finals appearances. Still won't win a championship. That's the flaw with the Pacers as well. But you got to still get at least one star in the. It used to be three stars. Then we went to two stars. Now you would need one star and a really good player, and that could win now in the NBA. The problem is the Heat don't have a star.
What's been the biggest shock to you since free agency started, or I guess over the past couple weeks? Is it the Durant move to Houston? Is it the fact that Damian Lillard got waived? I truthfully didn't see that coming. Miles Turner getting paid. What's kind of been now who knows what Giannis is truly thinking? What's kind of been the biggest surprise or the biggest shock to you since free agency?
Yeah, I think the biggest misconception is that Giannis wants to leave Milwaukee. I think he keeps on asking them to do things, and the moment they do something, it doesn't have, like, I don't think Miles Turner is a major move. Miles Turner's not a great player. He's an above average. He's a solid player, but he clearly wanted Miles Turner there. Like, everyone runs wild yesterday with the Chris Haynes report of, oh, Giannis isn't happy that they got rid of Dame. Well, Dame was done in Milwaukee anyway. He has the Achilles injury, had another year left on his contract, and then there was the player option. So he was going to opt out at the end of this season anyway. So they went out there. They got Miles Turner. The Bucks anywhere close to winning a championship? Absolutely not. But that appeased Giannis Antetokounmpo. I think he'll be there to start the season. So that isn't a major move in terms of the name. But in terms of keeping Giannis Antetokounmpo there, then yes, Miles Turner does become a major move. I'll tell you, I've been done with LeBron for 2 years. I'm really done with LeBron now. You opt in $52.6 million. Then you have the agent in Rich Paul come on out. Oh, LeBron still wants to win a championship. Well, opt out, take less money and build around this team. Or opt out and go somewhere else where you think you have a better chance to go win a championship. I think that this will be potentially, it's not a lock. I think it's like a coin flip. And I would lean slightly that he ends his career in L.A., but LeBron is going to test free agency next year, and I think he will be in L.A. this year. I don't think he's going to get traded. I don't think anyone's going to trade for him before the start of the season. And if he doesn't like playing with Luka for a full season, then, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if LeBron leaves and goes elsewhere to end his career. Now, I will say this. If there's a year to leave, though, it's this year because of the status of the East like we're talking about, and I wouldn't be opposed to LeBron going back to Cleveland for a third go-around at it, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I was going to say maybe he, if they could fit it, maybe Mike Brown and the Knicks could take in LeBron. Maybe they got something there. What do you make of that whole situation? Because I feel like it's very odd to make a big scene about Tom Thibodeau not being the guy to be able to get the franchise over the hump. And then after you get turned down so many times, you settle on Mike Brown, who's fine, I guess, but an improvement over Tibbs?
I think that the Tibbs relationship with Leon Rose, remember, they are very close. And you would think just because you're very close with someone, oh, you'll get more of a leash here. And especially what Tom Thibodeau has done in New York, let's first acknowledge it, was absolutely sensational what he did with the Knicks. But I think in this regard, Leon knows Tibbs best, and he thought he probably maxed out here with the New York Knicks and what they did this past season. You could say it's unfair, and it's tough to disagree. Is Mike Brown a creme de la creme name? No, they tried to get a creme de la creme name by basically asking every coach in the league if they could get permission. But that's a thorough process. That's what you should do. Like, you can't go home with the Ted in the bar if you don't say, hey, can I buy you a drink and can you maybe dance with me? So Mike Brown is a good coach. I think he's more suited and more fit for the year of 2025 in the NBA. And is it an upgrade in terms of what the Knicks may be needed? You can make that case. But yes, it does feel like a lateral move. But we've seen this before in sports. Coaches come in, they do a heck of a job, and you think someone else needs to put the roof on top of the Knicks. And that's what Leon Rose thought. I think Leon Rose deserves the benefit of the doubt. I think Mike Brown will be fine. But let's be clear about this. The Knicks, it's NBA Finals or bust this year.
Yeah. So you think this was Leon Rose and not James Dolan above him?
Yeah, so, hey, I won't put anything past James Dolan. I can't rule that out 110% certainty. And I'm not going to say that James Dolan didn't have a role in this, but I do ultimately think at the end of the day this was a Leon Rose decision.
Zach Gelb, again, from the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, the Dolphins have been active, too, to shift over to the NFL. I wonder, you know, how that's being covered nationally. Down here, it's kind of split. There was a Lewis Riddick tweet where he was just ripping the Dolphins, essentially saying, hey, they don't know what they're doing. Nobody knows what the Dolphins are doing. They themselves don't even know who they are. Do you like the Jalen Ramsey move, Jonnu Smith going to Pittsburgh, and the Dolphins getting back Minka Fitzpatrick? Essentially, that's what the trade was, a couple late-round picks. And then now Darren Waller coming out of retirement to replace Jonnu Smith. Like, do you like what the Dolphins are doing?
I can expect nothing out of Darren Waller. And here's what I think happened. There's been a lot of negativity, and deservedly so, around the Miami Dolphins. So anything that they do, it ends up eliciting a negative reaction. I've been extremely critical of the Dolphins. I'm not a fan of Chris Greer. I'm not a fan of Mike McDaniel. I'm not a fan of Tyreek Hill as well. And if they make him a captain this year, that's an absolute joke with the way that he acted at the end of the season. Now he's trying to put all the toothpaste back in the tube kind of act, and I'm not buying it for a second. He'll be a malcontent at some point this season. But in terms of Jalen Ramsey didn't want to be there anymore, they end up getting a younger player back who didn't have a great season last year but could still be a very good player in this year. I think it's a good move, but I understand just how this works. There's a lot of negativity with the Dolphins, so it just continues this cycle, and people want to be negative with the Dolphins. Then when they make a decent move, they're not able to praise them. So I praise the Dolphins for the move, but I still think this is going to be a messy season for them.
And get on the other side, though, because I think I'm on an island here. I'm just Jalen Ramsey, Joey Porter Jr., and Darius Slay on the same team defensively, already on the top 10 defense in Pittsburgh. And then you have DK Metcalf, Robert Woods, Calvin Austin, a young guy. Like, the Steelers can be very good. And I'm telling people this, and they're like, oh, no. And I think the Aaron Rodgers lore or hate, whatever you want to call it, takes over. I think the Steelers are a playoff team and are going to be very good next year.
But isn't that what they've been for since 2016? The last time they won a playoff game was 2016. The Pittsburgh Steelers standard has fallen. This used to be an organization that was synonymous with winning Super Bowls. They're nowhere close to winning a Super Bowl. You're going to need an AARP card if you're in the Steelers locker room this year. Rodgers hasn't been great in 3 years. Najee Harris, and everyone likes to slam him. He's no longer there. All he did was put up 1,000 yards. They drafted someone at the running back position. Jaylen Warren is now going to be their lead back. Sure, you got DK Metcalf, who's your number two wide receiver. Freiermuth, he's solid. The offensive line improved, but still a question mark. And the defense was not good last year. You would think they would bounce back. Darius Slay is another year older. Ramsey, you know, he's not great anymore, but he's still solid. I think this Steelers team, if you tell me they go 8-9, I wouldn't be surprised. If you tell me they go 10-7, I wouldn't be surprised as well. I think they're in that 8-10 win range, but they're stuck where they've been for the last 6 or 7 years, where they're good enough to make the playoffs, but then come wild card weekend, they say hello, they walk in, they do the Simpson gift, they grab their hat, and they walk right out. That's just the way that I feel with the Pittsburgh Steelers right now. The way that this is success in Pittsburgh, like, Aaron Rodgers not winning a Super Bowl again. The way Aaron Rodgers wins the Super Bowl this year is he wins a playoff game in Pittsburgh.
And I think T.J. Watt's becoming a bit unhappy there too, because Jalen Ramsey got there and got a little more money and got the money he was asking for, and T.J. Watt's in this weird limbo. To me, they just look like a team where it's going to be 2025, and I just see names that I recognize. And I think that's a lot of what people are doing there, Crowder included. I'm sorry to throw you under the bus there, but that just kind of feels like what they're doing there. Do you think Cincinnati poses the bigger threat in that division again to Baltimore? Like, because I don't think Cleveland's going to be anything again this year. Pittsburgh is trying to band-aid it up, but it feels like Cincinnati is still the biggest threat to Baltimore in that division.
I think you're splitting hairs. I will lean slightly towards Burrow, Chase, and Higgins, but who's playing defense for them? Yeah, I know they bring in Al Golden. But is Hendrickson even going to be there? I'm a big fan in Miami. I know Al Golden. But Trey Hendrickson, is he even going to be there? That's 17 and a half sacks the last two seasons. Yeah. So if he's not there, can the Steelers come in second in that division? Yes. If you put a gun to my head and said, who do you think's going to be in second, though, I would say it's Cincinnati Bengals.
Is he still wearing his stupid ties, this Al Golden? He still does that on the sideline?
I hate him.
Stupid tie. I hated that stupid tie.
You guys really live in the past, let me tell you.
It was endearing at first.
You're like Pat Riley. You're living in the past. You're resting on those laurels, Solana. That's what you're doing.
Zach Gelb, Infinity Sports Network, before you go, do you own – you live in New York City, so I know this is probably a little different, but do you own a power drill?
No.
Would you know how to use a power drill?
Yes.
Huh.
Why? You're definitely not handsy. You're not a handyman. We know that.
Yeah. We talked about it yesterday. And
Solana got roped off by a Home Depot worker and made him buy a $600 power drill.
$600?
Don't be ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous, Crowder.
Solana, hold on. You are the Miami Radio Personality of the Year. You have enough money now. You hire someone. What the heck are you doing?
I told him.
Yeah, but my fiance was giving me the business, and I don't know how to
Who
do
cares?
Anything. That all I do is I hire Bijo, which is my guy. And I had to show her, you know? I had to show her who's boss. I had to show her.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Have you guys been into Love Island just watching?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just wondering, Love Island, how great is Love Island USA?
What an episode last night.
I Phenomenal. Feel funny. Man, it's just a bunch of young kids kissing each other. I feel funny watching it.
I mean, the postcards last night. I mean, if you didn't see, that was some incredible
it's
television.
It's makeout sessions with 20-year-olds. I feel weird. Y'all don't feel weird watching these kids kiss on each other?
How old are you, Crowder?
41.
Yeah, well, that's because you're old.
I know, you know, Ace, Taylor, Austin, he's goofy. Like, I know some names, but I'm like, oh.
But is this like, I don't know, like MTV Road Rules and like, is it the same idea where they're just put on an island and they basically all just have sex with each other?
Let's be real what this is. This is everyone's girl watches it, and the macho men, we sit here and we go, we're not going to watch this. And then you're like, oh, this is pretty good. Uh-huh. And then everyone, the minute you say, do you watch Love Island in a safe space like this? It's yes, 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 yes. Well, if you like got on the radio 10 years ago and said you watch this, you'd be shamed.
Yeah. Legitimately, that's how it happened in our household. My wife was watching it through like the 10th or 11th episode, and I was like, I'm not sitting here and I'm wasting my time. All of a sudden, I'm hooked.
Yeah, then they throw in the bombshells and they walk out the back. You're like, oh my goodness, what's going on
they
here?
They just got back from Casa, whatever.
Casa Amor.
Yeah. You know what? Sources say to me that Drake is trying to get Channing Crowder's wife in Casa Amor.
Don't do that. You don't want to do that, girl. I got some bail money.
Zach Gelb.
I like my kneecaps. I don't want them going anywhere.
Zach Gelb, I would tell you that I'm looking forward to talking to you next week, but you little boyed me on the interview today.
Too small. So, you're like Ace in Love Island. You're too small, little guy.
He was 5'10 last night. Are you kidding me, Ace?
Get out of here. Later, Zach. Get out of here.
I hate that I know these people's names.
Well, I'm interested. I want to watch Love Island, but
don't watch it.
But my girl doesn't watch reality TV. I found the only girl who doesn't like reality TV.
It's fine. Don't you're safe.
I'm stuck watching. I'm stuck watching Grey's Anatomy reruns for the 75th time. Sick of it.
I mean, you take over the remote control for once.
This Love Island, it's 25 year olds making out with each other for 45 minutes of an hour. Yeah. It's weird to me. Like, I'm scared of mononucleosis. I don't like all that kissing either. Right. They kiss one dude, turn and kiss the other dude, and another girl kisses the same dude. Mm-hmm. They're just passing around herpes, I believe.
If I never have to hear the words explore and connection for the rest of my life, I will be so beyond thrilled.
This connection.
Explore this, connection that. Oh, please, enough already. We get it. We watch the show.
Great connection. Shell and Ace are never getting broken up.
They just, so they all just make up. They all just make out with each other, Crowder?
Kissing the mouth. An hour show. Solana, I'm not. Appel, if I'm lying, let me know. An hour show, you're going to watch people kiss for 40 minutes. And it's just these little 25-year-olds kissing in the mouth and licking each other and riding on each other and all. I'm uncomfortable.
They're all coupled up, and it's bizarre because like one person from another couple will kiss another person from another couple, and then like there's this big fight going on with one of the couples where is this out of bounds? Even though it was during a challenge, and you say we're open, you gotta watch.
And sometimes the girls kiss. That's okay.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Oh, they do.
What channel?
Well, in that case, Jimmy, you watch Love Island?
No, I do not.
Yeah, you like the real thing on OnlyFans, right?
You know it.
It's just a big group of makeouts.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's take a break then so I can open up Netflix. More Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana coming up shortly.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have a package of frozen corn dogs in my freezer right now as we speak.
I'm sorry to hear that.
The Dolphins continue their offseason moves, trading draft picks for Giants Pro Bowl tight end.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.